This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Anyone who believes what the mainstream media is telling you is operating out of the mind of a child. You know how children watch TV, cartoons in particular, and they believe that what they're watching is real. They think those cartoon superheroes are real. They think there really is a Spider-Man or that there really is a Batman. That's why they like to buy the figures and the toys and everything, because they like to recreate what seems very real in their minds. Those are their friends that they see on TV. Those are their heroes. Well, an adult mind is a skeptical mind that doesn't automatically believe what you see on TV. So adults, or those who operate out of an adult consciousness by definition, disbelieve everything at first that they hear on CNN or that they read in the New York Times or the Washington Post. You see, the mainstream media is just child mind propaganda for older children. So people who are still stuck in the child mind consciousness where they believe everything, but they have aged. So a lot of people that get into their 40s, 50s, 60s, they think they're grown up. They think they're more mature. They think they're more intelligent. They think they're more informed. And yet they're still operating out of the same child consciousness as a five-year-old who sees a cartoon character on TV and wants to buy the breakfast cereal starring that cartoon character because he thinks that character is his friend. The New York Times just makes the child mentality more sophisticated sounding. And this is where progressives or liberals have mastered the art of seeming intelligent. They talk in a style with a cadence and a vocabulary and a certain tone that sounds educated. It sounds academic. And, you know, it's easy. You can make believe. You can act like that kind of cadence. If you want, you can simulate that sound, but to me, it sounds very, very fake. You know, to me, real people who are adults, are people who have arrived at their own conclusions and don't automatically believe anything that they hear or see or read from any source, including my own sources. So the best people who read Natural News or who listen to the Health Ranger Report are people who, by definition, never automatically believe anything that I'm saying. And that's exactly the way it should be. Because those are the people, I mean, that's the consciousness that we need in order to really move forward in our world. To have real progress, we have to have people who are critical thinkers. And what the left suffers from today, and the political right as well to some extent, which I'll explain, is groupthink. Now, don't you find it interesting that every single leftist, almost without exception, agrees 100% on all the key issues of the left? Abortion, you know, abortion rights, climate change, global warming, collectivism, ending the borders, you know, ending national borders, globalism, collectivism, I mean, other forms of collectivism, all these things. People on the left are universal in their groupthink. And what does that tell you as a rational thinking person? It tells you that that position is fabricated. Because in a real world scenario where you have a diversity of people and a diversity of thoughts and ideas, you would have a kind of bell curve distribution of agreement and disagreement on any particular idea. For example, you should have Democrats who are, let's say, opposed to abortion. You should have some Democrats who are opposed to the climate change narrative. You should have some Democrats who don't like Hillary Clinton and so on and so forth. And yet you don't. I mean, it's almost none. You have almost universal obedience and compliance on the left. Now, that's very different from political conservatives, where there is broad disagreement because there is broad diversity in ideas, thoughts, and logic and reason. So remember, you had, what, 12 or 16 candidates for president in the 2016 election on the Republican side. What does that tell you? I mean, on the left, you really only had one candidate, Hillary Clinton, because they conspired to eliminate Bernie Sanders and the other candidates, Jill Stein and so on. So there was really only one candidate from the start on the left. Why? Because it's a monoculture. It's like monoculture agriculture. There's one thought. There's one groupthink. You must be obedient to the one idea. And that idea was Hillary Clinton. And if you weren't obedient to that idea, well, you were attacked or you were rejected or you were dismissed. But on the conservative side, there were 16, I don't know how many exactly, maybe up to 16 different candidates. And there was a lot of infighting and bickering. Well, that tells you that the Republicans had a lot of different ideas, that they were not uniform in their thinking. Thus, they did not have a monoculture. And that's vastly superior in the political realm. You want different ideas. You want internal challenges to the narratives and the assumptions of a political party. And so the Republicans actually represent diversity, where the Democrats represent obedience and conformity. So that's why it's really laughably hilarious when Democrats talk about how they are in favor of diversity and tolerance. In truth, they can't stand diversity, and they have no tolerance for any ideas other than their own. That's the truth about the Democrats. So getting back to the earlier point, it is the mind, it's child consciousness that is obedient to its parents. So children believe what their parents tell them because their parents are their gods. Well, what do you have on the left in politics? You have the child consciousness that wants the government to be your mommy and your daddy and your god. They want the government to tell you what to do and what to think. Why? Because they are children, no matter how old they are. They're 50-year-old children, 60-year-old children. They have a child consciousness. They have to be told what to do because that's the level of consciousness on which they are operating. They have not evolved past the point of being told what to do. And they will go through their whole lives. They will grow old and die, maybe at 80 or 90 years old, still as children in their minds. Whereas people who have escaped the uniformity and the obedience of the left have evolved into adult consciousness. And as adults, they take responsibility for their own lives. And the minute you start to take responsibility for your life, that's when you start understanding the value of individualism. That's when you start seeing the damage and the drawbacks of collectivism. It's when you start to understand that big government controlling everyone's lives is not a bonus to society, but a detriment to society. And so adult minds then become typically libertarians or conservatives or sometimes independents and so on, adult minds. Child minds continue along the line of Democrats and progressives and liberals because that's their limit. That's as high as they can rise in their consciousness. Now, children, those who have child consciousness, don't like to hear that they are still stuck in child consciousness. They are offended by it. If you tell a 45-year-old child that he's still operating like a child who expects the government to be his mommy and daddy and nanny, they don't like to hear that. They think they are adults because they look in the mirror and they see the face of an older person and they equate chronology with maturity. But there is no such equation. It doesn't necessarily mean just because you've lived another, you know, year or 5 years doesn't mean that you are 5 years more mature. You might still be just as immature as you were 5 years earlier. You might not have an understanding of how the world really works. You see, Democrats tend to be very naive and very gullible. They think that the world can be utopia if we would all just give more power to governments because governments can make everything great. Well, it's a very naive, it's very childish, it's a fairy tale point of view. It's an absurd childhood bedtime story. There's a, you know, Peter Pan and the fairy, what's what's the fairy's name in the Peter Pan novels? I don't know. There's Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and all these things. And children believe those stories in the same way that people who voted for Hillary Clinton believe that this mafia criminal person named Hillary stood for peace and equality and making things better and setting the world right and justice and all that. Hillary Clinton stood for no one but herself. Hillary Clinton is a mafia boss. She was the head of the political mafia of the left. And that's why she lost, by the way, because they rejected a free democratic election. They rejected the idea that the people should be in charge of who gets elected. And they rigged the primaries so that Bernie Sanders was out of the race. And so Hillary lost because she was a mafia boss. Thank goodness. But the number of people who have been ordered killed by the Clintons is in the dozens. There are dozens of people who have been murdered on order from the Clintons. There's no question about that. All the way back to when Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas. They used to call it Arkanside. So you have to be an immature child to believe that these mass murderers are good people who are full of love and full of hope and full of flowery futures because they use that language. So anybody can use that language, but you have to look beyond the words to the actions of the person. So a child can be very easily manipulated by, let's say a child predator, a street clown, or an ice cream vendor driving around an ice cream truck trying to commit weird acts against children, let's say, okay? So children can be deceived by those people because of their words. But an adult would look at that person and have judgment and say, well, that person looks strange. Why is that person driving around here looking for little kids all the time? You know, how come he never sells any ice cream? You know, an adult would have judgment and would be able to discern the difference between someone who just talks nice versus the actions of that person so that you might be able to expose their real agenda, which is destructive or criminal with intent. So a child can't see through that. Well, that's the same way that Democrat voters could not see through the rhetoric of Hillary Clinton. They were struck by the fairy tale, the words of Hillary Clinton, the flowery words, just like the pedophile ice cream truck guy. Oh, yeah, little kids, you're going to get endless lollipops. That's Hillary Clinton saying, yeah, you're going to be given all these benefits. But behind that, what are Hillary Clinton's real actions, or the actions of any Democrat, frankly? I mean, there are a few Democrats out there that aren't evil. Like, let's say Ron Wyden from Oregon. I think Ron Wyden is a decent human being. I think he tries to do the right thing. He's not an evil person, but there are a lot of evil people in politics, you know, on both sides of the aisle. And Hillary Clinton was one of them. A lot of evil people. So adults can look past the words. You know, someone with adult consciousness can discern, can make a judgment call. Now, the left thinks you can't judge people. That's bad. You should never judge people. Really? You should never say no to somebody if you don't feel right about what they're asking you? I mean, what about college freshman females? Should they ever say no to sexual aggression by young males on campus? Shouldn't they be discerning of who they go to bed with and sleep with? Shouldn't they say no sometimes? Or should everybody say yes to everything? Yes, all the time. See, that's what the left believes, that you shouldn't judge people. That's nonsense. Of course you should judge people. You have to judge people all the time. You have to judge, do you believe this person? Is this person working for their own self-interest, or are they working for humanity's best interests? What is this person's motivations? What is in their heart? Are they speaking with authenticity and integrity? Or are they trying to pull the wool over your eyes to get elected, let's say, or to sell you some pharmaceutical or something? Are they speaking with authenticity, or are they speaking with deception? That's a judgment call, and children can't make that call, and neither can most Democrat voters. They can't tell the difference between lies and truth because they have lost the ability to discern that difference, because they don't have, or maybe they never had that ability because they never matured into adult consciousness. So this is just another interesting way to look at all of these issues. And I'm not saying that every mature person votes Republican, not at all. There are a lot of bad Republican candidates in the past, including George W. Bush, for example, who I strongly criticized. The point is that you have to reject the establishment candidates. And I have a simple rule of thumb that I want to share with you for all future elections, okay? Here it is, very simple, and it's not party specific. Who do you vote for in any election? It's simple. Vote against the candidate that is favored by the mainstream media. That's it. And that's the rule of thumb. If the media loves candidate X, vote for candidate Y. If the media loves, you know, Hillary, vote against Hillary. If the media hates Trump, vote for Trump. You know, it's a very simple rule, and it will usually get you the right answer because the media is owned and controlled by evil globalists. They have an agenda. It's corporate-run media. It's not real news. It's not real journalism. It's not independent. It's a controlled propaganda system. So whatever the media is telling you to do, take a vaccine, take cholesterol drugs, don't buy gold. You know, all these things do the opposite. Do the opposite of what the media is telling you in most cases, except if they say, you know, evacuate Miami, Hurricane Irma is coming. Yeah, you should probably evacuate. That's one of those cases where you should do that anyway. You don't even have to wait for the media to tell you that. But when it comes to politics, do the opposite of what the media is telling you. That's what adults should do. Because children go along with what they're told. Children go along with every fairy tale, fantasy, delusion, that, you know, sales pitch that they're being that's being shoveled into their minds and down their throats. Don't be a naive child. Be an adult. Take responsibility for your life. Take responsibility for your decisions and exercise discernment. Exercise judgment. Judge people and act accordingly. Know the difference between those who are lying to you and those who are telling you the truth. Know the difference and be willing to act on the realization of those differences. That's how you take care of yourself, your family, your community, your country. That's how you reject the brainwashing, the propaganda, the indoctrination of a broken, failed, corrupt media system that is desperately trying to cling to power by deceiving the public. So I hope all this makes some sense and gives you something to think about. I hope you don't agree with every single point I've mentioned here, but I hope it encourages you to think about these things. The more you think for yourself, then the more I respect you and the more you should respect yourself. And the more you think for yourself, the more you're going to be rejected by the mindless masses, by the way. So you should strive to be a person who moves through this world in a way that is not acceptable to the blind, moronic masses, because they stand for stupidity. They stand for child consciousness, brainwashing, groupthink, conformity, obedience. And hopefully you don't stand for any of those things. You stand for diversity, freedom to think, freedom to speak, individualism, you know, all these things, self-reliance. That's what you stand for, I believe. That's what I stand for. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Catch more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure. to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.